that officer was standing with the uniform Richmond Heights officer. Those gentlemen saw Mr. Tillman walking through the mall, and they saw what they believed to be a magazine, an extended magazine, protruding from his waistband. As they noticed this, an independent citizen brought this to their attention as well. Those officers, at that point in time, decided to contact Mr. Tillman, who had entered a small business within that shopping mall. When officers were able to catch up to Mr. Tillman and contact him, he fled shortly thereafter. The officers initiated a foot pursuit and provided information on the radio to other units that were responding to the scene to assist them. Those other units, as the foot pursuit ensued, it went northbound towards the 8100 block of Clayton Road. And those other officers were able to contact Mr. Tillman in the parking garage. The officer who discharged his firearm indicated that Mr. Tillman had that firearm raised at the time that he did. He discharged his firearm and he struck Mr. Tillman in the torso. At that point in time, Mr. Tillman fell to the ground and that weapon was taken from him. Life-saving treatment was administered to Mr. Tillman. However, he was pronounced deceased shortly on scene afterwards. EMS did respond and they were on scene fairly quickly. There is quite a bit of work left to do here. A lot of people have asked about video surveillance. There are 158 security cameras within the St. Louis Galleria. Each one of those is going to be explored for video surveillance. We have requested 1 hour of time from each of those cameras, so if you do the math, you're looking at 158 hours of video surveillance that our folks have to evaluate to decide if they have any type of evidentiary value to them. We are distributing manpower to help alleviate that. That is a heavy burden. I know it because I've done it. It can also be very tedious, but very valuable to portray the full and accurate picture of what occurred today, or on Saturday. The firearm that was recovered, we are still exploring how Mr. Tillman came to be in possession of that firearm, where it came from, also why he was in possession of it. That firearm did have an extended magazine inserted into its into it. There are at least 25 rounds in that magazine. The Galleria, as we indicated previously, is weapons are prohibited, firearms included. That signage is displayed on each of the entrances of that property. The mall at no point in time was evacuated or shut down during the course of this. Speaking with them, security personnel felt that the once the foot pursuit left their property, that them and their patrons were safe. There are a couple things I would like to stress, and that is the independence and the thoroughness of this investigation. The Richmond Heights officer is the one that used force, does not work for St. Louis County Police Department, obviously, so we're an independent investigating agency. In addition to that, the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office is the one that performed the autopsy. Again, another independent investigating agency. When we gather these facts and circumstances, they will be presented to the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office for their review to see if any appropriate action, whatever that may be, is warranted. We have been in contact with the County Executive's Office as well as the Prosecuting Attorney's Office as this investigation progresses. We will continue to do so. I think that is all I have. Please hit me with any questions that you have. Know, though, before that you do, again, this man has got a family of loved ones who is back home watching, and we will continue to be as respectful as we can to Mr. Tillman and his loved ones. Also, this investigation will take weeks, possibly months, so you'll probably have good questions that I can't answer still. We are still evaluating those. That's a good question though, Nassim. We've got 158 cameras. Those are from the Galleria. Now, if there are any, presumably there are some on a bank, we're still going to evaluate those.
Sergeant Grant, is that just inside the Galleria, or is that in the parking lot of the Galleria as well?
It's on the property. Anything more specific, I'm not sure, Katie.
At any point, you said Tillman had the firearm raised. Do we know if that firearm was raised directly towards that officer?
It was raised to another on scene, as the officer has indicated. Now, we're going to continue our investigative efforts to ensure that that is factual.
So right now, you can't say for certain if there are any cameras at that particular area where the shooting happened that captured that?
Yes, there are.
There are. Mm-hmm. And that's being reviewed?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's a camera right over this, right to the right of the CVS pharmacy drive-thru. Did you pull that camera as well? Because that would have, that was directed exactly where Mr. Tillman was laying out on the parking lot.
Detectives can and will contact every business in that vicinity, and they will expand that search for as far as it needs to go.
The secondary officer, what department does he or she work for? And then you also said you're trying to find out why he had that firearm. Was Mr. Tillman in any way prevented from firearms?
Investigation of a criminal history present would prohibit Mr. Tillman from carrying a weapon. The secondary officer, I believe, is employed with the Overland Police Department. Again, he was working, he was off duty, he was not on his normal job, he was working secondary employment.
I might have missed the part where you mentioned this. So Mr. Tillman was shot in a parking garage, or was he shot in a parking lot of a bank?
So the way that Simmons Bank is set up in the 8100 block of Clayton Road, there is a parking structure on what I believe is the northwest portion of the property. That parking structure is not all that large. It's kind of got a bottom level and an upper level. There is a staircase that connects them both. That is the immediate scene of the officer involved shooting.
And again, this may have already been answered. Is there a video camera in the area where he was shot, or is that unclear right now?
There is, and investigators are evaluating that.
How many officers were there at the moment when he was shot?
We have an encounter that we have three individuals in the immediate vicinity. However, the majority of this contact would be Mr. Tillman and one officer. And an additional officer. No, not that Overland officer. That brings me to another point. There's a lot of misinformation and a lot of rumors floating around. The officer that used force is a uniformed police officer. There is no question about that. The officers that tried to contact Mr. Tillman in the mall were clearly law enforcement officers. One completely uniformed. Another, as I understand it, was wearing the black over vest with police written clearly on both the side and the back. There were no plainclothes officers involved in the use of force. There were none. And the autopsy was conducted on Sunday by the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office. That autopsy revealed that Mr. Tillman suffered gunshot wounds only to the front of his body. That is another big point of misinformation that is spread. There are no injuries or wounds to the back of Mr. Tillman.
Can you repeat that?
There were no injuries or wounds to the back of Mr. Tillman. The autopsy shows that the only gunshot wounds that he suffered were to the front of his body.
And the two officers in the mall, is that including the Overland police officer?
He is the one working secondary employment. He is with the uniformed Richmond Heights police officer, yes. When I say off-duty, but he's working secondary employment, he is working as a law enforcement officer, but he is not responding to radio calls. He is working as security in that mall. And one point that I would like to clarify, and I hope that I've done it so far, is that the officer that discharged his firearm is not the initial one that contacted him in the mall. That was not immediately clear that day. That officer was responding to assist in this foot pursuit. So they're not the same. A secondary officer and a uniform Richmond Heights officer.
But not the same Richmond Heights officer that fired the shot.
Correct. They're two different.
Okay.
Is there a policy when somebody in the mall discovers somebody's arm that they chase after him? Because that has been like a question, like why did the police officers chase after him if he was leaving the mall?
It's 2019. Any reasonable person that sees an extended magazine protruding from someone, especially in a law enforcement capacity, has an obligation to contact that individual and investigate. I'll give you a couple days to turn on your evening news, look nationally, and see if we have any mass shootings. There is no way that we cannot not address that person. Those signs are posted on every door into that establishment. Mr. Tillman was contacted by those officers. I wish that they would have explained the policy again to him, and then he would have parted ways and come back to Dunn's shop to have completed his shopping on a different date or time when he was not armed. Please welcome, but unfortunately that is not what happened, is what has happened. We are still trying to contact witnesses in this. We do believe that he was at the shopping mall with others. We need to contact those people. We're kind of having a little bit of difficulty doing so. And in that same vein, that was a very busy shopping mall at the time. There are a lot of other people who saw a portion of this, a portion of the foot pursuit, a portion of the contact that we need to talk to that we haven't yet. So I would implore those people to please call our investigators, call Crime Stoppers if you're not comfortable calling us. But no matter how much or how little that you saw, it could be of great significance.
Do we know how many times shot?
Can't say conclusively. It's going to be 3 to 5 times. Now the specifics of that would have to depend on what is entrance, what is exit. So a little bit of that may not be available for quite a while, if at all.
Do you know how many rounds were fired?
We believe 7 rounds. And Sarah, thank you for asking that. Mr. Tillman did not discharge his firearm.
At any point, did Mr. Tillman actually draw his weapon during the mall chase?
We believe that there is a portion in time that Mr. Tillman fell to the ground and his weapon came off of his person and he retrieved it and then continued to flee.
So you indicated that he had a weapon and it was visual, it was visible during the mall.
At least a portion of it.
At least a portion of it. And that was in a bag or was that in his waistband? Or
it was concealed within his clothing, protruding from his waistband.
Protruding from his waistband, so correct. I would imagine that the weapon was actually inside his waistband.
In the typical manner that a holster is worn, a firearm is in the holster. If someone is going to conceal their weapon, like if I conceal my weapon and I'm off duty, no one knows about it. You can't see it. It's a small firearm, and that's the idea, is to keep it concealed. I don't have an extended magazine on that firearm. It inherently contradicts the purpose of having a concealed weapon. Now, if you put an extended magazine into a pistol, it's going to be difficult to conceal that without people knowing it.